Welcome back. This is your host, Christy Slaughter, on Super Talk Saturday mornings, WFHG 92.9. Thank you for tuning in this morning. We hope you are having a wonderful weekend. I'm joined with my special guest, Dr. Brian Doubts. Good morning.
Good morning, Christy. Thanks for having me.
I did say before the commercial break, you didn't hear this, which is interesting, but I did say that you came to my men's Pilates class.
Yeah, I did.
And that's how we got to meet at Gather Inn, and immediately we started talking about some similarities in the way that we look at health and wellness. So thank you for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And you brought somebody with you who or may not be on there.
She might chime in, but maybe not. My wife Athena here. So we're excited to be here. And I'm really glad we got to meet there at the class.
What did you think about the class before we get it? Was it fun?
Oh, yeah, it was great. It was fun.
Challenging?
Great workout. Challenging, but right on the level for me, so.
Okay, good. Yeah. All the right answers. You can stay now for the interview. Okay, when we originally got to meet, you mentioned that you're a chiropractor. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about how you got into chiropractic care and some questions maybe that our listeners have or that we have about chiropractic care and how that can be integrated into other forms of health and wellness. So how did you begin? Yeah. Your journey.
Yeah, so I originally went to undergrad and was always into sports, fitness, got into exercising and everything, and went to college and decided to just make that into what I wanted to do for my major. So I majored in kinesiology and became a personal trainer and actually still am a strength and conditioning specialist today. But ended up, after I graduated, working for a chiropractor who owned a gym in the area. So started doing training there and then started getting chiropractic care and learning about it, and actually started to heal from a lot of old injuries. And I kind of thought, you know, there's, you know, something to this. Didn't really know much about it, but kept learning about it and, you know, kind of made the connection. Well, I'm doing all these healthy things, eating healthy, exercising, you know, fitness. But I was still having problems, still having headaches, and still, you know, it wasn't going away. I couldn't really, sit down to watch a movie for 2 hours. I have to get up, walk around, and would have these headaches, tension, neck pain. And so adding the chiropractic and then learning about it, how, you know, the spine and nervous system are so important to how our body functions and our health, you know, eventually decided I'm going to go back and be a chiropractor. So did that, graduated, and then I've been practicing here in Abingdon for 2 years now.
So you're a young guy. I don't know if people saw my post on Facebook. Most people would think, oh, people who are young don't deal with issues like that, with chronic headaches or joint pain or muscle pain or anything like that. And so I think it's unique because you have a younger perspective and then you've gone through that yourself. And I'm sure that's instrumental. And also helps with compassion and kindness when you're working with patients.
Oh, yeah,
too.
Absolutely. Yeah, because you know where people are coming from. And but you also know that, hey, you can get better. You know, you can heal, even though it feels like you've been doing this for so long, going through this, and it just is what it is. You try to manage it. But I do know you can go from one step to the next and get better. So with health, I like to explain basically three concepts. There's health, the actual definition of health. But health isn't just being absent of symptoms or feeling good, even though we often think, well, I feel good, I must be healthy. Health, the World Health Organization defines it as full total well-being and function, but not merely the absence of disease. Then we have the next concept, which is disease itself. We have symptoms, we go get a, you know, go to the doctor, get a diagnosis, these symptoms go together, and we have a disease. But the third part of that, which I like to bridge the gap with, is actually the word disease itself is really dis-ease. So it's really lack of ease. So when we look at this, we think, you know, I have a disease and now I'm becoming unhealthy. Like, that's the start of the process. Really, we have to reverse engineer it and look at, well, we have to actually lose our health first, get dis-ease or dysfunction, and then that can lead to a disease process. So with chiropractic, really what the goal is we're actually can return ease to the body and help reverse that process, disease back through dis-ease and then back to health. And so I mentioned earlier with my experience, mentioning the nervous system and the spine. So let's go back and just look a little bit here how the body works. The nervous system, the brain, the spinal cord, the brain sends the messages down the spinal cord out through your nerves to every cell, tissue, and organ in your body. So if we go back to, like, for instance, to the womb development, we have 2 cells, 4, 8, so on and so forth. We have this intelligence in us. Our nervous system transmits those signals. Our brain transmits signals to the body. I think we can all agree that's how, you know, our function happens. Well, if our brain has this information, it didn't just forget it somewhere along the way, right? So there has to be a disconnect somewhere. And so that can happen along the spine, which is actually what's around the spinal cord and where the nerves come out. So with chiropractic, we can bring ease back to the spine and nervous system, giving ease back to the body.
Now, there's all sorts of different types of chiropractic therapies. And one of the things that we were talking about at the Pilates class was the approach that you have, which is very unique. I had mentioned to Rick that I've had 3 or 4 chiropractors probably.
Uh-huh.
I've moved through the circuit. All great in their own way, but every technique, every modality is different, some vastly different and some slightly different. And the thing that you had mentioned to me earlier was your approach, which is, again, unique. So talk to us a little bit about that and what makes you different.
Yeah. So with chiropractic, that's what's really great about it is, like you said, there's a lot of different approaches. And I remember listening last week to the martial arts portion of it. There's many different techniques there, too, all to accomplish, you know, kind of the same goal, martial arts, self-defense. So same type of idea with chiropractic. What we're dealing with is the spine misaligning. So we call that a subluxation. And that's kind of a big word for misalignment of the spine. We have dislocation, like dislocated elbow. That's where the bones completely come out of place. Well, subluxation is less than that. We have these slight misalignments, and over time they build up and gradually cause more and more dysfunction in how the nervous system works. So there's many different techniques on how we can address that and specifically find where to relieve that stress and tension. And there's 4 parts to that. One is the vertebrae's misaligned. It's actually stuck out of place. It can't get back into that normal movement. 3 is there's pain and tenderness involved. That's where we get our neck pain, our back pain, you know, that chronic ache. And we think, you know, I want to go get an adjustment or get my back cracked to make it feel better, which is great. It definitely helps with that. But it's also affecting those nerve signals. So I often, you know, ask people and, you know, bring them from step 1 through, are you just having back pain or are you having a health problem? Because where do those nerves go that are being affected from your back out to the rest of your body, every cell, tissue, organ? So with the chiropractic that we do, and I recommend you go and contact your local chiropractor. They'd love to sit down with you, explain how they do things so that you're familiar with them. And I know some people can maybe have a little bit of a fear there with, you know, the cracking and popping, but it can be very gentle as well. We practice very gentle chiropractic care with your spine, working more areas that are less stuck to then get the more stuck areas moving as well, kind of working that up the spine. We use an instrument as well, and we also can do the cracking and popping, but it's very specific to just the you know, average view of it. It may look very simple, but a chiropractor has a very specific analysis depending on whatever technique it is, just like each martial art has its specific way. And we can really specifically help to improve your spinal function so that, like I said, bring ease to the spine and the rest of your body. So definitely, whether you've never been to a chiropractor, call around, see what works best for you. There's definitely something for everybody. Or if you've been to one, like you've been to a couple, Christy, and you know you've searched around and found what works with you. But the point is that if you don't get the spine adjusted and you're having these misalignments, you know, what's it going to look like a year from now, 5 years from now? It may not seem right now like you may not be feeling it, but remember the definition of health. It doesn't necessarily mean if you're feeling okay now that you're totally healthy. It can gradually build up and build up. And an example I have of this is I often use this analogy, Christopher Reeves, right? Superman. He fell off the horse. Well, he broke his neck, right? So that's a 100% loss. His brain still had the information that was trying to send to the body. it just wasn't getting there. So subluxation, smaller, you know, more minimal misalignment, but it's still a smaller percentage, but that percentage can build up and build up. And then when we see people's health gradually declining over the years, more and more symptoms, disease sets in. So we can reverse that with chiropractic. And so we like to see people when they're first starting that process, not once it gets to full-blown disease. But the amazing thing is that whether it's preventative, you're just getting you know, care for optimal function, which is amazing, or if you're already at that disease process, we can still work you back and help bring you back through that process, back to as best as your body can be.
So. We need to take a quick commercial break here in just a few minutes. If you'd like to ask the doctor a question, we have him here in the studio. It's 1-800-469-0098, 1-800-469-0098. When we come back, I want to ask you some questions about children. When is it appropriate for children to start getting adjustments? Is it appropriate at all? And how do we go about doing that?
All right, great.
We'll be back here in just a few minutes. This is your host, Christy Slaughter, on Super Talk Saturday Mornings, WFHG 92.9. Welcome back. This is your host, Christy Slaughter, on Super Talk Saturday Mornings, WFHG 92.9. We're back with our special guest, Dr. Brian Doubts. Thank you for staying with us.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
I mentioned before the news break the topic of children. Is chiropractic care appropriate for children? What age, if it is, can they start doing that? And what are some of the benefits that children could potentially receive from chiropractic care?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So chiropractic care is very important in children. And going back to actually the birth process, as we know, can be strenuous on the baby as well as the mother. And the baby can actually get checked after birth for misalignment, specifically mostly in the neck, if the baby's neck's misaligned from that process. May or may not be, but it's really good to get the child checked. And if not at birth, throughout the childhood development. And because the development is really the most important time in the person's life to get from, you know, point A, baby, through growing up to be a full-grown adult. So the nervous system's involved in that, of course, sending the messages so this child can grow. If there's interference there and that's not happening, that child's going to not grow up to be as best as they could be. And just like we talked about earlier, if you're already an adult, have a disease process, we can still bring you back to be as best as you can be. But if we could prevent those things from happening, going back to childhood, having a child grow up to be you know, a big and strong as they can be, developmental-wise, learning as best as they can be as well, the better, and it's going to prevent and set them up for a future of good health. So it's very gentle. Once again, like we talked about earlier with the type of techniques, chiropractic is very gentle with kids, and it's definitely beneficial for them. So I love adjusting kids, and I've had the opportunity to adjust all types of children, also children with neurodevelopmental disorders, which we're seeing more and more today. So it's super important for them to get checked so they can then express their health as best as they can as well. And I'd like to tell you a little story about that. Some of the kids that come in with these neurodevelopmental disorders, they are glued to the screen, to the iPad. They love it. They won't even look at you, but after 20 minutes or so, half hour, we get them on the table, and just in long enough for me to make an adjustment. And finally, for the first time that day, they look up at you, you know, and they smile, you know, make eye contact finally for the first time that day, and then, you know, go back to what they were doing. But right in that instant, it's amazing to see, because you know brain connected with body better at that instant. So it's really awesome to see and really enjoy that, working with children.
So one of the things that we were talking about just a few minutes ago, of course, are the typical symptoms that somebody would have with misalignment, pain, whether it's hip pain, back pain, whatever. But what are some of the things that maybe we don't think about as far as misalignment that could be symptoms of that or subluxation?
Yeah, so really good question. Like we talked about earlier with the back pain, not just back pain, but health problem. And I also wanted to mention chiropractic isn't actually treating disease. That's what's, you know, so unique about it, is that restoring the function to the spine and nervous system, disease can naturally go away because the body can now naturally heal itself. The brain already knows what it needs to do to have the body function and heal. When you get a cut on your arm, you don't have to think about it. It just heals. It knows how to do that. Your heart's beating. You don't have to tell it to. Your food, if you had breakfast already this morning, it's digesting. You don't have to tell it to. So the body knows how to do this. So what I look for, and I see this all around because this is what I do, but looking at posture, that's a big indicator. You can have postural problems.
Okay. Yeah. I got it.
Yep, let's sit up taller. Me too.
Yeah, I knew when you came in, I was like, I know what's out.
Yeah.
I haven't had an adjustment in a while.
No,
okay.
We can fix that. So posture, if you look around and see people, you'll begin to notice spine is the core of us. If the spine is breaking down and misaligning, our posture will as well.
Okay. We all can agree that pain management is a really important topic. We have this huge opioid crisis that we're dealing with. How does chiropractic care work with other health treatments and modalities as far as dealing with pain or preventative medicine? How does it bridge the gap, I guess?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so going back to my case, when I first started, I realized how chiropractic was a really important tool to use with all the other healthy options. Chiropractic's not a replacement for medicine or medical techniques as well. It goes with it and can help all those things function better, because at the end of the day, it's the nervous system, which, like I said, is controlling the body. And if we can help that work better, now the food you're eating, whatever you're doing to improve your health will work that much better as well. So with opioids, of course, we are decreasing pain with chiropractic, so that can help with the decreased need of it. But also, not wanting to get into too much of the brain chemistry neurology, but simply those opioids are acting on brain chemistry. Well, the properly functioning nervous system also is what produces those brain chemicals. So with a better functioning nervous system, there can be a decreased need, basically because your body's now naturally producing the hormones, the neurotransmitters that are needed, and a less reliance on the opioids as well. And so that's also a topic that I've really become interested in, studied, and we do have research showing that it is very important for opioids, but also addiction in general.
Do you find that your patients, when they start working with you all, that maybe they have a renewed sense of hope because they have had some people, it could be just an acute issue or it could be a chronic issue that they thought that they would have to deal with that was causing all sorts of problems in their life and not really allowing them to be physically active. And now they have this sense of an excitement, I guess, about the future and the possibility that they're going to be able to get part of their life back. Do you find that when you work with your patients?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep, to get that spark back. And that's our big message, is to provide that hope for people. A lot of people have gone through and done everything else, and often they come to us, at the very end, which is fine. But I think we can be incorporated more into mainstream ways of doing things. But yeah, that message of hope is so just amazing to give people and to see their transformation. For instance, we had another lady come in this past month, and I mean, it was one of worst cases, but I mean, it was a case where it was like, even after all the things I've said, kind of, we're going to do the best we can to help you, to give you some relief, but we're going to just have to see what your body does with it. I mean, it was like bent over, her head was almost in touching her lap, bent over, hunched over, like, and in a wheelchair. Well, she came in this past week and was in a walker now, still had the walker, but standing up straight. And she says, guess what we're going to do today? And puts the walker down and says, we're going to do the two-step. And let's go, and just starts shuffling around the office. I mean, it was amazing. So, like you're saying, to see that transformation and how that spark can happen and get hope back is really the big reason, why I'm here and do what I do. So it's awesome.
That's wonderful. Now, if people are a little hesitant or possibly, let's say, fearful about going to a chiropractor because they've never experienced that before, you talked a little bit about the different styles of chiropractic therapy and that some of them are more gentle than others. What would you say to those listeners who maybe are a little apprehensive about trying chiropractic care?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely call around. Most chiropractors will have you come in, do a consult, let them show you what they do. And we know many different techniques. We're taught this in school. We go through and have tons of training, extracurricular training on different techniques. And so we definitely know how to adjust you for your body and who you are. And we have analysis for that and to know exactly what to do. It's often I see people who go around and crack their neck, or they'll tell me, you know, oh, I had my daughter step on my back. And it's like, well, that's not an adjustment. It has to be a specific analysis. And we know how your spine and your body works. And so I wouldn't be afraid of it. I would really go to the office, get a feel for what they're doing, who they are, and make your decision. Go around to many, many different chiropractors if you want to before you make a decision, and that's okay too. But I would urge you, and that's my hope for you today, is to if this is you are somebody who maybe is on the step, on the edge of going, or is having a health issue which you can't get over, to just go for it, make that step, and get your spine checked, because it is. It's how we were designed and created the function, and so we should be taking care of it as well.
If people want to learn more about you and contact you, how can they do that?
So I am at Music Chiropractic Center. That's Music, M-U-S-I-C-K, Chiropractic Center off exit 14 in Abingdon. We're in the plaza, the Charwood Drive Plaza, next to JJ's Restaurant. So you can find us there. You're more than welcome to come in, have a consult with us. I'd love to get to know you and your family more. And start helping you.
Thank you so much for being on the show
and
sharing your knowledge with us this morning. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. This is your host, Christy Slaughter, on Super Talk Saturday Mornings, WFHG 92.9.